fails.
Well, this has been a good discussion, so I'm glad that no one minds that it took 2 hours instead of one. And I want to commend the staff and our partners at Metro, elected officials and staff there, and TriMet, and our citizen leaders and this council for a good discussion. And I found this deliberation this afternoon both heartening and very, very concerning, deeply disturbing on a second level. Let me talk about both. It's heartening because this is a thoughtful, inclusive, almost painstaking planning process for a good transit project. And I'm happy about that. And we have a couple of them underway at the moment, and they're both good projects, and I think they both are worthy of moving forward. So that's good news. I'm happy about that, and I'm happy that we're this year going to continue work on both of those corridors. On the other level, I'm pretty concerned because, you know, we are growing at 1,000 people a month in this city, and we are livable and prosperous in large part because of the transit and bicycle investments that have been made in previous decades. And the pace at which we are adding the infrastructure that we will need for mobility in this city is insufficient to that rate of growth. And as both a commissioner and a consultant, and then as mayor, I've had the chance to frequently triangulate what Portland's doing against other cities. And that's another reason why I'm concerned. Phoenix is, at the moment, investing over the next 30 years $17.5 billion in bus rapid transit projects. Let me say that again. $17.5 billion in bus projects. That's not the count. That's part of a $31.5 billion three-decade program. The city that we love to jeer at, Phoenix, is doing this. They're not alone. And cities across the country are investing massively in the mobility that's necessary because the world is moving to cities and the world is moving to other cities just like it's moving to Portland. So the pace at which we're moving is insufficient to the task that is in front of us. And the financial resources that we have at hand are woefully insufficient. So that's a big deal and that's a big problem. And we as a community and as a region and actually as a state need to address that problem. Because, again, we're living on the investments of the past, and we've run the string on the, we've run the trap line on the financial system that we have today to be able to pay for things. Commissioner Novick's done great work on one of those fronts over the course of the last year and a couple of years, and we've made some progress, but I'm pretty concerned about that. So, yes, measure twice, at least twice, cut once, do good projects. That's what we're doing here. But as a community, we have to figure out how to do them faster and bolder if we're going to keep up with the transportation demands and the livability needs of the city over the next couple of decades. So don't want to depress everybody, but I'm concerned about that. And that's I think that's a big picture issue for all of us to grapple with. So by all means, let's get this one done. Let's stay on schedule. Let's get the LPA approved this year. Let's make the case to the Clinton administration for our funding under the Federal Transit Partnership that's worked so well for Portland, and then figure out how to do the next ones even faster. Good job, everyone. Well done. Aye. Thank you. Good work. Good work. Okay, let's take up